Up a stam bris in the context of geirus, we noted the machlokas rishonim as to whether we paskin that a gerushin is gaiyur kishumal, or someone's megaiyur and already had a circumcision, not l'shem geirus, before he began the geirus process, is a requirement of a tafa. So there's the extreme position, one version of Rabbeinu Chanan holds that a tafa won't even help you, and then machlokas rishonim whether a tafa is necessary or not. So we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that there is a requirement of a tafa stam bris, or be without a bracha. What the Shach says is out of deference to the other position of Rishonim because of Safek Brachos Lekula. So we're machmir to require a tafa, but we don't say a bracha. One of the issues that comes up not infrequently in the course of Geirus is the question of what we'll call, or what's colloquially referred to, as Mila L'Shem Yadus. Meaning, a mila was done for this person that now being Megayer under the impression that he was actually Jewish. As you may have a situation where a child is born to a Jewish father and a non-Jewish mother, and they call a mohel to do the mila, and the mohel doesn't ask the right questions, or he's not fully aware of the situation, or maybe he is aware, and he does the mila for this kid who's not halachically Jewish, thinking that he is halachically Jewish. And then 20 years later, this kid decides he wants to be Megayer, and he was already circumcised by, let's say, an Orthodox Moel, but not at all L'Shem Geirus. So does this Ger now require Hatafa under these circumstances? Which basically means that we're asking whether a Geirus, whether a Mila done for Geirus needs to be L'Shem Geirus. If you have a mila that was done l'shem yadus, l'shem milas Yisrael, does that count for a mila for geirus, or is it a requirement of a tafa? Obviously possibly working with the assumption that if push comes to shove, we'd be makel not to require a bezdin for milas geirim, 2 days in Rishonim, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, but if we're willing to be makel that a bezdin is likuva, so let's say under these circumstances the mila was not done l'shem geirus, it wasn't done b'fnei bezdin, at least there wasn't a bezdin that was consciously acting as such, will there be requirement of hatafa as part of the geirus process? So there may be a model for this question that's discussed in Rishonim in the context of the B'nai Yisrael experience at Yetzias Mitzrayim. As we saw, the Gemara increases on Daf Tes, and the Gemara expounds upon this a little bit in Yevamos and Daf Mem Vav. The components of Mila and Tefila were based on the experience of Klai Yisrael leading up to Matan Torah. There's a little bit of discussion in Rishonim, how exactly do we know, and what Mila are we referring to that led up to Kabbalah Satorah. But if you look at the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, in Yevamos Mem Vav Amud Aleph, they have the following discussion, the following analysis. So let's start with the Rashba. The Rashba, Yevamos Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskel Shekein Matsinu. So the Rashba, they write, let's go backwards. He quotes Ramban. The Ramban writes in that same place, Yevamos Mem Vav, the kol shehayu nimolin lo hayu tzvichin lahatif damris. We showed we're addressing the status of Shevet Levi. We had a tradition that Shevet Levi practiced bris mila throughout the stay in Mitzrayim for those hundreds of years. And the rest of Bnei Yisrael did not practice bris mila during that time, and they had to be mal in advance of the mak of the first Korban Pesach. So all of Bnei Yisrael, with the exception of Shevet Levi, had not had a bris mila previously. So they had a bris mila in anticipation of the Korban Pesach, as opposed to Shevet Levi, that already had a bris mila 4 generations prior. So the Ramban writes over there that Shevet Levi, those members of Bnei Yisrael that already had a bris mila, did not require hatafas dam bris in preparation for the Korban Pesach. And the Rashba argues, based on a Rambam, and assumes that Shevet Levi did indeed need Hatafa. She'ilulei kein b'men nefnesu takas kanfei Hashkinah. The Rashi writes, had they not had a Tavas on wrist, there would be no action that would have been matnas and takas kanfei Hashkinah. They needed Mila as one of the prerequisites for becoming Klal Yisrael. And since they already had a bris milah previously, that didn't count, and they needed hatafas dambris. But the Ramban says that as long as they had a milah at one point, there was no requirement for hatafas dam. And that's what the Ritva writes as well. Ubevada writes the Ritva. He called Osam Shemolu b'Mitzrayim, Kigon Shevet Levi v'Chayote b'Hem, Lo Hutzuchu l'Hatif Mehem Dambris. Whoever had a Mila previously, Kigon Shevet Levi, did not require a Tafa. The Milasa Mila Gemura, they had a bona fide, full-fledged Bris Mila. The Kvarin is Tafu Alekeshayu b'Nei Noach, and they were even Mitzuva in Bris Mila prior to the point of the Mitzrayim. They were Mitzuva previously. So the rest of Klal Yisrael mitzuva, and they didn't perform bris milah. Shevet Levi was equally mitzuva, and they did perform bris milah. So as long as they performed bris milah, l'shei mitzvah milah, that was sufficient as part of this geirus component, and there was no need for a subsequent hatafa. So there's a machlokas we showed him here as to whether Shevet Levi, who had a previous bris milah, needed hatafa as part of the final process leading up to the status change of Kabbalah Satara. So, on some level, this may be a model for a question of Nila L'Shem Yadis. If a Nila is performed Shelo L'Shem Geiris, Nila is performed thinking that the person is Jewish, then maybe the question as to whether Hatafa is necessary is based on this Machlokas Rishonim by Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi had Bris Mila performed not in the context of Geiris previously. Machlokas Rishonim, whether they needed a subsequent hatafa prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satara. Now it's not an exact parallel, because they were ready Mitzuvah Mila. So all of Klal Yisrael, whatever their status was, as they had a certain status going back to Avram Avinu of being mitzvah in bris milah. So there, Shevet Levi did mila because they were mitzvah in bris milah. Not exactly the same as our question, where you have a nachri gomor who's not mitzvah in anything, where a mila was performed, let's say erroneously, l'shem yadis. Rav Yitzchak Yosef, the current chief rabbi, has a very nice kuntres hagir, which I may have quoted here once before, I don't recall, printed in the volume of Kenes HaDayanim Tav Shin Ayin Dalid, which is available on the Rabbanut's website, www.rbc.gov.il. Not an endorsement, but take a look there. Endorsement is safer. So he writes over there on page Ayin that you could obviously distinguish along these lines that Shevet Levi was Mitzuven Rila. And it's not the same as our Shaila, but the way he says it is Afavi She'ein Rai L'Dover Zech L'Dover. On some level, this is Ke'ein, or a parallel, a model for the question that we're addressing. Yisrael.
The reason why Klal Yisrael didn't give Mila was because they couldn't.
They didn't. They could have, or the Shiva was too taxing, or they neglected it.
So
that wasn't l'shem being nifnas tachas kanav v'shkinah. The Rashi they're saying that mila was l'shem mitzvah mila. There was this ancestral tradition going back to Avraham Avinu doing mila, but that wasn't l'shem being nifnas tachas kanav v'shkinah. You needed a new action now as part of the immediate process leading up to Kabbalah HaTorah, that included some form of Mila / Hatafa and Tevila. Okay? Fine. In Rav Yaffin's footnote on the Ritva over there, Ha'ara number 166, he points out, if you look at Tosus and Krisus, on Daf Tesav and Aleph, Giber Maskel Dichsiv. So there the Gemara is talking about how we know that Bnei Yisrael underwent Nila leading up to Matan Torah. The Tosus there writes, Giber Maskel Dichsiv, Krisus Daf Tesav and Aleph, Perish Shemalu Atma Mitzias Mitzayim. Where was the Nila of Klai Yisrael in the Midbar? The Nila was prior to Mitzias Mitzayim. The Av Alpi Sheosan Shahayu Nimolim Bimei Avram Lo Malu Osam Mitzias Mitzayim. Even though those members of Klai Yisrael who already had a Bris Mila, I don't think it means there are people who are alive in the time of Avram Avinu, but the Bris Mila of Avram Avinu, that tradition of Bris Mila that was kept in Shevet Levi, so even though they already had a Bris Mila, Mikol Makom Meikara Kishem Malu Atzman Malu Likanes B'Bris HaMakom. But when they did that Mila, whenever they did it, 10 years, 50 years, 70 years before you see it from Tzvayim, they did it Amenas, that Mila should be a component of the Knesset LeBris, the Libadel Mishar Umos, as a symbol of their entering the Bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're separating from the Umos HaOlam, the Gan Kiyat HaTovlu. And now, they're being Tovel as a completion of that process. The Tosfos writes that Mila, even though that Mila was L'Shem, the Mitzvah Mila going back to Avraham Avinu, had the ingredients of a Mila, Likanes Libris, V'Libadil Mishar Umos, and that's sufficient for our purpose. As opposed to that day in the Rashi, it seems to say that if it wasn't done with that intention right now, immediately before Yetzias Mitzrayim, that doesn't count as a Mila Shem Gever, so to speak. Tosfos writes that as long as the Mila was done, and the Mila was done with this intention, Likanes Bibris, then that is sufficient to serve as a component, 1 second Judah, a component of Geirus. So Rav Yaffin just points out that the formulation of Tosfos there sounds like in order for Bismila to work as a Geirus component, it has to be L'Shem Nisal Bris. It has to be with the intention that it's to enter an existing Bris. So he points out that might be an afkamina from Machlokas Rishonim about Bnei Keturah. According to the Rambam, Perek Yud Malachim Halacha Yud, Bnei Keturah has to be a mitzvah on Mila. So if one of the Bnei Keturah comes to be Megayer, does he require Hatafas Damris? So Rav Yaffin suggests, according to the Rambam, if you assume, the other Rishonim argue, but if you assume that Bnei Keturah were mitzuva on Mila, so if you take Tosus's approach that in order for a Mila to count as part of Geirus, it has to have been done with the intention of Likanis L'Bris HaMakom, so even though Bnei Keturah are mitzuva and Mila, they weren't doing the Mila Likanis L'Bris HaMakom. And therefore, if that wasn't the intent of their Mila, so that's not a Mila L'Shein Geirus at any level, and you would require Hatafa. But if you take the approach of the Ramban over here, the Ramban sounds like as long as the Mila was done, L'Shein Mitzvah Mila, as long as you was a Mitzvah, that's what the Ramban emphasizes, that the Bnei Levi were already Mitzvah and Bris Mila previously. So as long as there was a Tzivoy, then that could count for Mila's Geirus. So for Bnei Keturah, if there was a Tzivoy, he suggests, according to the Ramban, as long as there's a Tzivoy, that's enough to make a count. According to Tosfos, it's not enough that there's a Tzivoy, it has to be that the Mila was L'Shem Libris. Judah.
I'll ask my question a little
more
later. Okay. So we did talk about Nafkin, according to this question you're asking about, like, a kid who was born
who was born to a non-halachic parents, right? Who, like, the father to a father who was born to a non-halachic parents. Right. So, right.
Does that have an akhmina for that, or?
Bnei Keturah question? If the mother wasn't Jewish, if she wasn't, if the father wasn't from the Bnei Keturah, then I'm a Tzuvah Mila.
Yeah.
Right? The broader question here is, on some level, is the Sheva Levi model a model for a meal l'shem yadus, where it wasn't done l'shem geirus, but it was done l'shem mitzvahs mila? Again, it's not an exact model, but it may be a paradigm of some sort. Avi.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if this B'nai Turim question has ever come up with B'nai Shmela, which would in theory be similar.
So in theory, there are B'nai Yishmael that are Megayer, but this is more of a theoretical question as to right. Theoretically, this lumpus could be relevant. Yeah, theoretically, it could be relevant. Okay, so that's the potential model for this question. But how do Poskim address this? So there's a very brief tshuva of Rabbi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi Yaradei Simen Reishia Tes. Har Tzvi Yaradei Reishia Tes. The Shaili was asked, was a baby was given a mila as a Jew, and it was determined some point later that in fact his mother was not Jewish and he needs a geirus. Do you require a tafa? The very brief response, Tzvi Pesach Frank writes, there's no need for hatafa as long as the mila was done l'shei mitzvahs mila, and that's sufficient. And you don't need kavana l'shem geirus. Again, the starting point of this assumption is that we're willing to be makel, that a meal done shalom b'fnei beis din is kosher. And then point number two, a meal doesn't have to be done, a meal l'shem geirus doesn't have to be done l'shem geirus. You don't need the lishma l'shem geirus as long as it's done l'shem mila. That's what Tzvi Pesach Frank writes here, Yerdeh Simen Reish Yud Tes. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, Yerdeh Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Ches. Yerdeh Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Ches. Similar question, Amila was done under the false impression that a child was Jewish, and now it's determined that he needs a geirus. So Moshe thinks, in principle, that could be considered a mila l'shem geirus. What's the model? The model is mila tavla l'nidusa. As the Mechaber writes in Sif Gimel, "Afilu lo tavel l'shem geirus al isha tavel l'kiryo isha shetavel l'nidusa have ger." So Bezdin is not me'akev, and you see, even if there wasn't kavana l'shem geirus, so just like there may be a model of milo tavel l'nidusa, where the woman goes to the nifah shalo l'shem geirus, but that's sufficient l'shem geirus even without kavanas geirus. So maybe here too, you didn't have kavanas geirus in the mila, maybe that's sufficient. And then he says, anyway, there are numerous fakos. Number one, maybe you don't need a bezin for mila at all. Even if you need a bezin for mila, maybe there's no requirement of a tapa if you already have a mila. And maybe the requirement of Bezdin is only if the Mila comes first. So there are no Sveikas to throw into the mix that there's what to be Mekel than not to require Hatafa. But Rav Moshe concludes, in Efshar, Tov Lausas Hatafas Dan Bris, if they Bezdin, if all things being equal, if it's not a big deal, then it would be better to do Hatafa anyway. Yeah.
What was the third topic?
The third topic was in the first topic that maybe the requirement of Beth and Likuva is only where Mila, this is a cheshbon that he makes elsewhere, that only if Mila comes last, not if Mila comes first.
You mean in terms of the order of Mila and Fila?
Right.
Okay.
But that's, I'm not going to focus on that now. So Moshe thinks that, and it sounds like in principle, there's what to be makel about, but all things being equal, it's better to be machmir. There is a tshuva of Shmuel Salant, the brief letter, Shmuel Salant, the Rabbi Yerushalayim, who we said yesterday was out of town in 1848 when they had the novel of Havlashayla. He was back in Yerushalayim to write this tshuva in 1893, Tafresh Nun Gimel. This is one of three tshuvas that we will hopefully be quoting today, addressed to someone in Australia. We don't have any Australians in the Chabur this year, but you can pass the word on. So this is a tshuva printed in a sefer called Beis Avram, Tshuva's Beis Avram, to a Rav Avram Hershovitz of Melbourne, 1893. Bidvar Mila Sayaladim Yisraelim Shenasu Nachrios Shalok Yidin Torah. So intermarriage. Hinei Achareshen Imol Liberotan Aviyam. So the fathers who were Jewish have the sons have a mila. Uberasan ima menachris with the mother's acquiescence. Im achre came misrad says gama im lekabel das Yisrael. But at some point later she wants to convert. The lipo l'shem geiris kidin Torah. Of daila hayaladim sheyafilu asam l'shem geiris kidin Torah. Famila shamala v'rishona also lehem. So Shmuel Salant wrote to the Rav of Melbourne that under these circumstances, if you have a mila done, what we call the shame yadus, a regular mila not as part of the geirus process, but at some point later on they decide to convert, then that mila counts and there's no need for a hatafa. Rav Schefter quotes this as being the position of the Rav as well, that what we call Mila L'Shem Yadus does not necessitate a Hatafa. And he's Mitzayin, the Ramban Yevamos that we just quoted about Sheva Levi. Interesting line in the Tshuva Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Beis Simen Pei, Chelek Beis Simen Pei. This isn't the point of the Tshuva, but Dayan Weiss was asked 1955, Nishalti B'davar Echad Shehunolad Minachris Shenisei Sli Yisrael B'lochol B'fukidushim. So there is an intermarried couple, they had a kid, Behumi Tamidei HaYeshiva, and he's learning the yeshiva. The chvar hu b'madrega gavoa b'lima tara kedosha, and he's on a very high level of learning. The gam yirei shamayim. Okay, so he's very firm. He's just not Jewish. The tavel atzmo l'kirio kamapam. He's so firm that he even goes to the mikvah sometimes. So Dayan Weiss writes, the thrust in this tshuva is about the tefillah process for ger, and which we'll talk about maybe next time. But he writes his introductory comment, don't push this guy away. You should be mekari of him and be mekari of him. Kevin Shano, this is Katsu Vizir. He's sitting and learning in yeshiva, so you see that he's the real thing. The gam Kevin Shakar Nimo, the Kanusa, the Torah Yisrael. He already underwent a mila what we call the Shem Yadis, he had a Jewish father, and when he was born, they gave him a milah. The Kvar Tov Lukiryo, and he's already going to the mikvah on occasion. Yesh Lachush Lachumra, the Kvar Dino Yisrael. So maybe it should be Choshesh that he's already Jewish. Why is he already Jewish? He had a milah, which maybe counts. Milah L'Shem Yadis, let's call it. And Mila Tavla Nidusa, Mila Tavla Lakirio. So maybe you could construct an argument that he's already Jewish. Yeah, so that's, figure that out. Maybe he wants his Makabal Mitzvos, but maybe that's him too. I don't know.
Maybe you could say that like he was like Makabal Mitzvos before it's like a bang.
Maybe. He doesn't address that. I don't know. But that's an interesting comment that maybe she'd be koshesh if someone's going to the mikveh and he had a milah l'shem yadus, then maybe that's already a geiris according to some shita.
What are we being koshesh for exactly?
We're being koshesh that the milah is a good milah.
Right.
And the tefillah l'kirio was a good tefillah, even though most Yishanim understand, let's say like the Rif, that milah tavla nidusa, milah tavla kirio doesn't mean that the etzem act of going to the mikvah itself is a geiris because it's not b'fnei bezdin according to half of the Rishonim, you need b'fnei bezdin, and it's not l'shem geiris. But the fact that a woman is going to the mikvah is indicating that she's with the program, and maybe she should be choshesh that there was a proper tefillah l'shem geiris, and we don't know that.
Right,
Tosfos's shita is that, no, maybe that is milah's nam ake for tefillah, so maybe the tefillah itself the Shem Nidusa is sufficient. Yeah.
Right, no, but like, is what's supposed to this, so therefore what? Therefore we shouldn't...
Therefore you shouldn't push the guy away. You should be Megayer him as soon as you can, because that's... anyway, he's already a Shtickle Sopi Jewish.
You should be like Vios, like Vios
Kumar
or something?
Not Lachomri, the guy's not Jewish.
Okay. So we are saying he's not Jewish, but...
We're saying he's not Jewish, but you should be Choshesh, that maybe you could construct a Shita whereby he's Jewish. Right, so you wouldn't give him an Aliyah, but at least a suffix you have. Yeah, that's what we spoke about one of the first here, that if you have someone that has a certain suffix status, so there's more of an imperative to be mekarev than to work with them to remove that suffix status, obviously.
Yeah, we're throwing around this phrase, milah l'shem yadus.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify, it's l'shem yadus for someone who is at the time and after the milah a goy l'gamri, right?
Right, so the term could be used, again, it's a colloquialism, it's not a formal halachic term. It either means that the geiris was done, the milah was done under the impression that the woman was Jewish, under a false impression.
And that either
one second, either due to misinformation or due to lack of due diligence, or even if you knew that he wasn't Jewish, but you're of the position or you think you're allowed to be mal the kid of a Jewish father, but it wasn't done with shame geiris.
Okay, so And then what would we call then a regular bris? The bris of a 8-day-old baby who is born to a guy in the kola. Wife's Yireya Shemayim. Is that not...
You call that a milah. You could call that milah l'shem yadis. Not l'shem yadis. It's a milah. You could call it l'shem yadis, I guess, also. Milah.
Okay.
Milah is Yisrael.
Okay. That's not what you're...
We use the term, the colloquialism of milah l'shem yadis is to contrast it with milah l'shem geiris.
Okay.
But you don't have to, when you have a regular meal, you don't have to call it anything. You know what it is.
Right. Uh-huh.
Never mind.
Like, regular meal, right?
Yeah.
We say, like, you know, Baruch Shem, we sell the pre-sold Shem Rav Avinu. So that's also like a quasi, like, you know. Like,
yeah, there's definitely an element of Knesset Labris in every meal.
When like, I think of that, it makes sense to me that, like, whatever, it's like the meal they add those.
Fine, because even like, because like a das stam is even like sort of like money, so I guess those think otherwise would say it's not enough, but I don't know, just like I'm not.
Right.
The Nafta Minas for Sheva Levi back in the day, where they had what we would call the Stam Bris, because they didn't, or maybe they did, for a like, presumably they were just doing what we would do with any person that we do here, but then later on it became necessary for them to have a Mila Ligiris. But in that sense, we're saying that they're the same thing, what the Nimrod's saying. We're the Masala into something.
Okay. So it does seem that the majority of poskim that address this issue in the last 100 years are of the position that a mil l'shem yadus does not require hatafa. Ramosha writes that all things equal is better to be machmir. I think Rav Yashiv is quoted as being machmir as well, but most poskim come out l'kula. The Minchas Yitzchak addresses the following question: Chelak Aleph Siman Lamed Vav, Chelak Gimel, Chelak Aleph Siman Lamed Vav. So, okay, let's say that's true. Let's say that the majority of poskim are nekel on this, but maybe we should be machmir to satisfy the other opinion that you have some authorities that would question whether hatuf is necessary for milashem yadus. So let's be machmir and require a hatuf misafek. So he quotes that the Maharam Shik addresses this from the perspective of the Isser Chavala. That not so pashut. Maybe on the one hand you want to be machmir to satisfy a minority opinion that hatav is necessary, but isn't that coming at the expense of a potential chavala shalom l'tzarech? That you're not allowed to stam draw blood from someone. That's a violation of an Isser Torah of Chavala. So maybe that's a Chumra Hasili De Kula. The Chumra of being Machmir for Atafa is going to bring to the Kula of an Isser Chavala. The Minchas Yitzchak isn't so bothered by this because he says if you look in the Rambam, Chavu L'mazik Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, Chavu L'mazik Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes the following. Asur la'adam lachvol bein la'atma bein l'chaveri. You're not allowed to be chovel. You can't injure yourself and you can't injure the next guy. V'lo ha'chovel b'lvad el kol ha'maka adam kashem Yisrael derech b'zayon. It doesn't just mean that you whack the guy. If you slap the guy, you hit him. Derech b'zayon. He points out the Rambam's lashon is derech bizayin. It's only if it's derech bizayin, if it's done in a demeaning, embarrassing fashion, so then there's an isur chavala. But if you're doing it for halachic considerations, then that's not derech bizayin. You're doing it for religious reasons. So that shouldn't be a violation of chavala. And then he says, for that reason, that where there's some halachic consideration, there's some suffix, you'd be allowed to be matif dam bris. And the other consideration, which I don't know if he addresses here, so is that pasha at the moment that you're doing your hatafa, so the guy is not yet Jewish. So does this Isra Chaval apply to Nachum the same way that it applies to Yisraelim? The guy's not Jewish yet. So vote, yeah.
Is he saying that as a reason to machmir, like?
No, I'm asking. I don't think he makes that point. But is that? Asking the question: is that pashut that the Yisrael Chaval applies the same way to a nachri as to a Yisrael? The Rosh Hashanah pointed out that he thinks it does. That all interpersonal halachos govern interpersonal behavior, unless otherwise stated, apply to Nachum as well. So there should be Nisr Chavala even if he's a Nachri. And Rosh Hashanah and Rabbi Willig are both of the opinion that you should not do a Hatafa L'chumra because of the concern of Chavala. Even if you have a halachic reason you want to do it, it's still a Nisr Chavala. Rosh Hashanah said, it's not, the guy doesn't want you to do the Hatafa necessarily, even if you're telling him, that it's for to be Yotzei certain shittos, so fundamentally he might go along because that's what you're telling him to do, but he doesn't really want it. So that would still be an Isser Chavala. So even we had a case a couple years ago where this kind of a situation where the feeling of the benefit was that a hatafa wasn't necessary, and the rabbi of the prospective Vager was family members, there's a Hashem Isha's component here, and the girl's family was pushing back, but their poskim said, you should do hatafa, so why don't we just do hatafa to be Yosei, to the Yosef Holodeus, and Rashad and Rabbi Lulu were not interested in doing the hatafa, even though there was a request.
You ask you the whole business about you just say you did but don't actually do it. So you say we did hatafa but we don't actually do hatafa.
Huh?
Like this, the Gemara's family is saying do hatafa anyways. So we could just are you allowed to say we did hatafa, don't worry about it, though you don't really do it? Like what's not to say we did?
I don't think we usually operate that way. Especially because we issue a tudah that says what happened. It's a nice event. It says there wasn't a tafer, there wasn't a tafer, and why?
Could be a man has a tafer, it's not like a shikasal, because he's ma. He says you have to be, you know, kosher shokon rather the person's already Jewish. So
right.
Mal, so maybe that's why he's kosher shokon
Okay, we're saying, Shafi pointed out, even Bernachmi of Benito Kabbalah, but right, in that case, he says, correct, in that case, well, in Simulam and Vav, I don't think he was kosher that he's already Jewish. There was no Bilu the Tabla of the Curio. Okay.
Would a basin prevent a gear who wants to get Mahir in such a situation from doing that?
That's what I'm saying, even where there was a request.
No, from the gear himself. Like, could the gear say, like, I want to be, you know, Beyonce Kosh? It's not because the case you mentioned was from the family, not from him.
No, it's all okay. Rabbi Willig and the Rosh Hashanah are generally very reluctant to do a halacha when it's not halachically mandated. The other question where this comes up, which is a little bit more complicated, we mentioned yesterday Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, Machlokes Rishonim, what's the status of a regular milah performed by a Nachri? So that's what we have at the beginning of Simen Reis Samach Vav, sorry, Reis Samach Dalet, that according to the Mechaber, if a Nachri performs a Bris Milah, so there's no need to do anything else. And the Ramah says, Yesh Omer, the Chayvim Lasser, Lahatav, in Ben Adamris. That a regular Milah Sishal, nothing to do with Geiris, if the Milah is performed by a Nachri, then according to the Ramah, our practice is that there's a requirement of Hatafa Stam. And the Mechaber writes over there, sorry, the Ramah says, Mumr l'chola tarakula, oshehu mumr l'arelos, dino kegoy. So this din of a Nachri who performs a Bris Milah, the same thing is true by a mumr l'chola tarakula, or by a mumr l'arelos, a mumr l'osa davar. So that's dino kegoy. Dino kegoy as far as Milah is concerned. And then according to the Ramah, you would require a tafa under those circumstances. There is an Eben HaOzer, Arachayim Simen Kuf Peites, a lengthy piece in the Eben HaOzer, Arachayim Simen Kuf Peites, that's in Hilchos Berachos HaMazon, where there's a suggestion that if you have a mumra at the table, the nusach for Zeman is a little bit different. So the Eben HaOzer has an arichas there about what is the status of a mumra l'chol haTorah kula, as far as being a ben bris, as far as shlichos, and the Eben HaOzer is more mako that a mumra is not necessarily excluded from being a ben bris. So how is this relevant? So there are two scenarios. If you had a bris milah that was done, a circumcision done for a ger by a nachri, or you have a circumcision that was done by a non-observant Jew. So does that have the status of a mummer? Is that the same as Dino Ka'akov? And even if there's a machlokas rishonim, machlokas b'chaber mah by mila yisro, whether a mila ayidei nakri requires a tafa, could be everyone would agree that mila geiris is different, that a mila ayidei nakri would be worse when it comes to geiris lekolades. So this is the second tshuva to Australia. Achiezer chela gimel simen kaf zayin. Achiezer chela gimel simen kaf zayin. So Chaim Ozer writes, this is the year 1907. So he begins by writing, I'm very happy to receive a shayla from Australia. Kilo Alman Yisrael, Gandiksei, Eretz Agola, Australia, Anidachav, Anazavav, Miyushav Yisraeli, Gadol, Me'anoshim, Yisharim, Shamei, Mishmeres Adas, Asher Yasimu Leib L'Nyanei Ayadus Lidrash V'Lachor V'Dvar Menogim Yikari Ageris. They're very happy that in this far off abandoned Jewishly impoverished area that they're asking Shilas. So the situation that he was asked about was a Jewish male who was involved with a non-Jewish male who was involved with a Jewish girl, and the guy came to be Megayer. So the rabbi decided to be Megayer him, and he had with him two non-Jewish doctors as Moalim. And the mila was done in the presence of the two non-Jewish doctors and the rabbi. And then the rabbi asked him to do a tapas dam bris also. Okay, so one of the questions that Rav Chaim Ozer was asked was about the status of this mila. So he says that even though there's a machlokas rishonim as to whether in general milas nachri requires hatafa by a regular mila, maybe geiris is different. Maybe Evan will agree that when it comes to geiris, you need mila l'shem mila. You need l'shma, and a nachri is incapable of exercising lishma. So there's no milas geiris. How do we know you need mila lishma for geiris? So he quotes the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Vav. Ger shabav v'amar malti v'lo tavalti eima bilinoso. A ger comes on his own. He claims that he did a mila, but not a tefila. So we don't take him at his word, and we're not mafil him on that basis. Rashi writes, Dilma arabi mahu, v'givoni mahu, v'tzarek lahatif dambris. Maybe he was in arabi mahu. Maybe the mila wasn't done l'shem geirus. So one second. Rabbi Yossi himself is the author of the opinion of a Zohar Daf Kaf Tes that milas akum is kesheira. Machlokas in the Gemara there. That's the Machlokas Mechaber Ramah, Machlokas Rambam, and the other Rishonim as to whether a Milas Nachri counts. There's a Machlokas in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Yossi is a Baal Meimer in Yevamos Mem Vav that Ger Sha'amar Malti Velo Tevalti Ema Bilin Oso is the same Baal Meimer that Milas Akum is Kesher B'di'evet. How could that be? So it must be that there's a difference between regular milas Yisrael and mila l'shem geiris. Regular mila may not require l'shma, according to Rabbi Yossi, but Evan would agree that a mila for geiris requires l'shma. And a nachri is incapable of effecting l'shma, so any mila done on yidei nachri, l'kuli alma, would require hatafas dam bris. what about that? That we would have assumed is pashut anyway. Mila dan ayide nachri would require a tafa. What about a milas mummer? What about a milas mummer? So minchas yitzchak has a tshuva. Chelek dalet simen kuf aleph. Chelek dalet simen kuf aleph. This is the third tshuva to Melbourne. Now to Australia. This is 1966. What was the shayla here? Bach or Yirei Shemayim, another Yirei Shemayim, who had a mila done by a Mechal Shabbos. The hit shayla there is about the Nadu Geiris, the regular case of Israel who had a Mila Ayide Mummer. Right, the Ramah says Mummer L'chol Torah Kulo She Mummer L'Arelos is Dino Kenachri that requires Hatafa. So do we assume like that? What is our contemporary Mummer? So he says, maybe a mummer is better than an achri, if the mummer himself is mahol, if he's nimol. So maybe there's a lot to be made about. After all, according to half the Rishonim, maybe you don't need a tafa, even by an achri, and maybe a mummer is better. So he thinks, there's a lot to be made about, but better to be machmir, based on his cheshbon earlier, that there's no Ister Chavala. Rav Shefer's position, this is basically how we operate at the Beis Din, is that in principle, most of our Mechalei Shabbos are not considered an absolute mummer, especially if they don't know better, as opposed to a mummer l'rov dinei haTorah, which is a category that the Prima Gadim has in Hilchos Shvita. A mummer l'rov dinei haTorah is someone who is deliberately in violation of the majority of halachos that he knows about. So if you have someone that, let's say, was raised in an observant environment and then throws everything away, it's a shana piresh, so he knows what the dinim are and he violates them knowingly, so that's a real mummer l'rov dinei haTorah, who would be dino ke'akum, as opposed to someone who follows what the norm in his environment is, perhaps not knowing better and not realizing the severity of what he's doing. So if you have a situation of a mila that was performed l'shem mila by a Mechal Shabbos, but not a b'shita Mechal Shabbos who knows better and violates Shabbos anyway, so then you would not require a tafa. But if it's a shanu piresh, so then maybe you would require Hatafa. So, bottom line, if you have something that, if you had a medical circumcision, so that's the classic case of Gershon Iskayer, Yeshu Moho, so that medical circumcision was not done l'shem mila in any way, shape, or form, so that would require a Hatafa. So let's say you had a mila that was done l'shem mila by a conservative moel or by a non-religious person, then you'd have to analyze to some extent the emunah svedeis on that person, but typically if it's not a extreme case of shanim pirish, there would be grounds to be mako that there would not need to be a subsequent tatafa. Okay. Where is the hatafa? Yeah, Avi.
In terms of a medical hatafa, a medical circumcision,
right,
that would require hatafa,
mm-hmm,
in theory, does the eighth day play that at all? If that milo was done pre the eighth day.
If an nachri, then there's no din of 8 days. 8 days is only by yourself. If an nachri, it could be nimo on day one. Right? I can have it.
And then it doesn't matter whether that was then done by
right,
Jew.
It doesn't, if it wasn't done l'shem mila, it was just done as a medical circumcision, then you would require a tafa even if it was done by a Jew. Sometimes people have a medical circumcision, or they think they had a medical circumcision, and it wasn't really done properly. So that's why it's important for the medicine to have someone check ahead of time before you schedule, let's say you're scheduling a tafa. This has happened a few times. You learn from experience that have a tougher schedule. Then the mola takes a look and realizes that you actually need a mila because the medical circumcision wasn't what it was supposed to have been. So it's often prudent, and this is something we recommend that our fathers can do, to have a moel examine. The person has a previous circumcision, and you're just scheduling a tougher. Before you schedule a tougher, have a moel examine the makam amila to make sure that the circumcision is done properly, and that all you really need is hatafa, obviously.
Does it have to be doctor
mohel
in that situation, or could it be, let's say, a trained doctor, just based on convenience, who's available?
Yeah, it could be a someone who knows what they're looking at. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, where is the hatafa done? So there's a... I told you to look at a Shuvat Avnei Nezer, Simin Shin Lamed Daled Oz Kav Zayin. Avnei Nezer writes, Yoridei Simin Shin Lamed Daled Oz Kav Zayin. Maisa Balafana Begerishin Eskayir Be... Not sure what the place was. The Kashashti Vnei Abezdim. I didn't trust the Abezdim. We have Arti Lahatri from Anadamris. So I instructed to do a tapa. And do another geiris. So we decided to do the hatafa, to do the prick in the place where the hatara meets the gid. That's where the mila is done. So this is the majority position of most poskim, that the hatafa, the prick, is done in the area that we call lamala min hatara. The term lamala min hatara means lamala towards the body. So that's the majority consensus position, that the hatafa is done the exact, precise spot. There may be some variance, but basically lamala min hatara in the makom hanila. There is a chazanish. The chazanish takes a contrary position. This is in Hilchos Mila Simen Kuf Nundalid. He says that you do the hatafa lamata min hatara, which is further out. And he writes, people don't realize this, and they do it in the wrong place. They do it l'mala min hatara. That's like you're pricking the finger. And that doesn't count. L'maisa, the practice of molim in America is not like the chazanish. Eretz Yisrael, I think there were different practices. It's quoted in the Kisser Svarim, B'Shem Rav Yashiv and Shlomo Zalman, the Minhag in Yerushalayim to do that tafa in two places or to do a longer scratch so that you get both lamala min atara and lamata min atara. Even the Mishnah Sagera says if you don't have that tradition, that's a bad idea because then you're marvin chavalos. So in America, I think it's kim'at not done that way. The general practice of the established Moralim is to do the Hatafa, what we call Lamala Min Hatara. Rav Henkin has an article about this, printed in a Pardes, 90 Kisei Tashin Kaf Gimel. I think I sent you the article in a PDF. Kisei Tashin Kaf Gimel. Rav Henkin argues that this was the established practice, not with the Kavanish, that the Hatafa is done Lamala Min Hatara.
So I'm a little confused. The Avni Nezu sheet, the Madam Go Poskin?
Yep. Okay, we'll stop here for today. And tomorrow, what do we say? 4:30? 4:30? Okay, so tomorrow 4:30, we'll finish up Mila and begin talking about Tevila. So I'll try to send you more Marmakamas for tomorrow.